Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Perfect Place by Allison Morgan. Narrated by Megan Kelly. Episode 1. The Perfect Place. Penelope Roman didn't realize she was choking on her blueberry muffin until the coughs started coming. She was too busy staring at the flyer in front of her. The shock of what she saw made her swallow air with her pastry.
"Are you okay?"
came a voice from behind her, but she paid it no mind. She was busy trying to memorize all of the details as she stifled another cough. "One-bedroom apartment available immediately. $600 a month. Must interview in person with landlord. 235 Sackett Street."
"Ma'am, are you..."
said another voice. Penelope stared harder at the lavender-colored flyer with strips of the address hanging from it. She grabbed one and stuffed it in her pocket.
$600 a month? How hasn't this been snatched up? I wonder what the catch is," Penelope thought to herself as she coughed harder. She then realized the whole coffee shop was staring at her.
"It's not COVID," she tried to explain through coughs, pointing to the dry muffin she was holding.
"Have some water on the house,"
said Jeff, the barista, who was now extending a cup to her before going back to cash out the rest of the brunch rush. Penelope smiled and took it from him, gratefully. She took a gulp, downed the muffin clog, and looked back at the flyer, wondering why more slips of paper hadn't disappeared. She tossed the rest of the $8 muffin in the trash.
"Ugh, Brooklyn."
And went back to the counter to thank Jeff. She couldn't quite catch his eyes over the swarm of strollers and tiny dogs, however.
"Hey, Jeff," she called, hoping to get his attention.
"No worries,"
he called back with a wave of his hand and his eyes on the next customer.
"I was actually wondering if you..."
Penelope was going to ask if he knew anything about the flyer, but stopped herself before she announced the information to the rest of the coffee shop.
"No use giving myself more competition,"
she thought, then paused. Penelope walked back over to the flyer and tore off the remaining strips before leaving to go to 235 Sackett Street. As Penelope approached the stoop of the two-story brownstone, she looked around, confused. There were no lines of people climbing over each other to get in. There were no for-rent signs. There were no signs of life at all. Penelope looked at the slip of paper in her hand and at the address on the building, comparing the two.
"Yep, this is definitely it,"
she thought as she approached the front door and gently knocked, surprised to find it already open. As the door swung open, for the second time in the same day, Penelope felt like she was dreaming. Hardwood floors, a loft space, high ceilings, exposed brick. Her interior designer heart skipped a beat. Penelope took a few steps inside and felt her stomach flip with giddiness. She could already see so clearly how she would set up the space, starting with getting some boho chic furniture into the main space.
"Hey,"
came a voice from behind her. Penelope turned around to find a man in his 20s standing there, with scruff on his face and music notes tattooed on his forearm. His ripped t-shirt didn't scream landlord to her, but then again, those trust fund kids always went around trying to look like they didn't have money.
"So what's the deal?"
he asked, looking at her with blue eyes that matched his blue tee.
"What do you mean?" she asked back.
"My name is Penelope." She extended her hand.
"Nolan,"
he said, shaking it firmly.
"I mean, I'm ready to sign. What do I need to do?"
"Oh, I'm not... I thought you were," Penelope stammered. "I'm ready to sign, too."
"Well, it seems like we have a problem, then,"
Nolan said, withdrawing his hand and holding out one of the lavender slips from the flyer.
"I was here first."
"Actually, I was,"
came a third, quieter, and distinctly female voice. Nolan and Penelope turned to see a petite black woman with white hair standing in the doorway.
My name is Flo Donovan, and I own this property.
Penelope pushed past Nolan with the slip of paper still in her hand.
Hi, Mrs. Donovan. My name is Penelope Roman, and I'm very interested in renting your apartment.
And I'm Nolan Elliott,
he said, taking a step forward, shoulder to shoulder with Penelope.
I'm also interested, and you should know that I was the first one here, so...
Flo cut him off with a wave of her hand.
I don't care about that, she said, scrutinizing them both. I want to know why you want the apartment.
Penelope and Nolan looked at each other, each deciding who should speak first.
Mrs. Donovan, Penelope started. I want to be an interior designer, and I've been looking for the perfect place to be inspired by and really let my creativity shine.
She continued, shifting her focus to the floor.
I live with my boyfriend now, and...
Penelope drifted off, trying to think of the right words to describe her situation.
It's not ideal, was the best she could do.
I'm a starving artist,
Nolan said, jumping in before Penelope could elaborate.
I'm kind of between homes at the moment, and I could really use a place like this to get back on my feet and work on my music.
Flo looked at both of them.
Okay,
she said simply, reaching into her pocket.
Okay, what?
Nolan asked.
Okay, you can both stay. For now.
Flo placed two sets of keys on the kitchen island.
I'll give you until December 31st to prove to me who is the most responsible tenant and who deserves to live here permanently.
Flo started to walk out the door.
But it's a one-bedroom apartment, Penelope called out.
It's a loft,
Flo said, not turning back.
How are we supposed to convince you?
Nolan shouted at Flo's back.
That's up to you. Surprise me,
she replied, flashing a smile as she shut the door behind her. Penelope and Nolan looked at each other, and then the keys on the island, and then back at each other again. Penelope weighed her options as she thought. This couldn't be a real offer, could it? Episode 2. A Ridiculous Offer. Penelope and Nolan stood looking at each other silently. Penelope replayed the conversation in her head. That Flo woman couldn't be serious, could she?
So, this is ridiculous, right?
Nolan said, echoing what Penelope was thinking. 100%, Penelope agreed.
I mean, we don't even know each other.
Right. She can't expect us to both live here,
Nolan said, nodding.
What if you're secretly, like, a klepto?
Maybe I am, Penelope said with a smile. Do you have good stuff to steal? Because that t-shirt doesn't look worth my time.
Nolan looked down at his shirt.
Okay, maybe I need an upgrade.
And with that, he whipped it off, revealing six-pack abs and more tattoos up his arms. Penelope couldn't help but stare. She blinked twice.
That's not what I meant, but okay, she said, trying to avert her eyes.
Nolan chuckled.
Spontaneity, baby. That's what makes me an artist.
Uh-huh,
said Penelope, looking at the keys still in the kitchen.
Well, it was nice to meet you, she said.
You too,
said Nolan. Neither of them moved.
Okay, well.
Penelope walked into the kitchen, took one set of the keys, and threw them in her bag.
Maybe I'll see you around.
Yeah, maybe,
Nolan said, reaching for the other set and stuffing them in his pocket.
You're not,
Penelope asked with an eyebrow raise.
No, come on,
he answered, running a hand through his sandy hair.
But I'm going to hang on to these, in case she changes her mind.
Same, said Penelope with a tight smile.
After you, then.
Nolan gestured to the door.
No, you can go first, Penelope said. You were here first, after all. The two stood looking at each other again, waiting to see who would leave and who might stay.
Fine, let's just go together, then,
Nolan said, taking a step to the door. Fine, Penelope said, taking a step to join him. They both walked out, squeezing shoulder to shoulder through the door frame, with Penelope casting one more glance over her shoulder. It really was too good to be true. Her perfect place, with a slight catch. As they hit the sidewalk, Nolan started walking away, still shirtless. Bye, Penelope called out after him. Nolan responded with a wave in the air without turning around. What a jerk, Penelope thought to herself. I could never live with that guy. At least Jake wouldn't take off his shirt in front of a stranger, Penelope thought to herself as she turned the key in the lock of the apartment she currently shared with her boyfriend. Or would he? She thought again, remembering how he had cheated on her a year ago with his friend from work. She had resolved to forgive him, but she couldn't forget. Jake? I'm home, she called out to darkness. It was only 4 p.m., but the sun was setting earlier and earlier now that it was November.
Hey, babe, I'm in the living room,
came the response. Penelope turned on the lights as she moved through the hallway, shaking her head at the piles of clothing and other junk that had accumulated on the floor. She knew that Jake expected her to clean up after him, and at some point, she had just stopped. So now the ground was littered with items that they were both too stubborn to pick up. Jake was currently watching the football game, oblivious to the darkness around him. His face was lit only by the TV, and she could tell he'd started tailgating early by the several beer bottles on the table in front of the couch. So the weirdest thing happened today, Penelope started to say.
Shh, one sec. I just want to watch this play, said Jake, not looking at her.
But we need to talk, Penelope protested.
Babe, you know the rule about game days, Jake said.
Give you space, Penelope said, rolling her eyes. She was already frustrated. Penelope was familiar with how Jake got on game days, how he tuned her out. Although, come to think of it, it wasn't just a weekend occurrence. It had been happening more and more. He had promised to be more attentive, to listen to her needs, especially after his affair. That promise had lasted approximately 3 months before he started falling back into old patterns. And when Jake insisted that Penny leave her bartending side job, she agreed so they could spend more time together and work on things. The downside was that Penny had to stop going to class, too. Without her own income, she didn't have money for tuition. At the time, she justified the decision, convincing herself that she'd go back when things with Jake turned around. But the romance had dried up along with her cash flow. She wasn't in a position to go anywhere or finish her degree. Until now, Penny couldn't imagine her life for one more second with someone who didn't value her as much as she deserved. I'm moving out, she said simply over the noise of the game, before heading to the bedroom to pack. She couldn't be sure that Jake heard her, but at the moment, she didn't actually care. As she moved back through the hall, she imagined a clean living space, one that was all hers, and Penelope smiled. In fact, a new apartment would be a blank canvas for interior design. She felt lighter for the first time in a year. Maybe what she needed was a fresh start, away from Jake, away from Queens, away from all of this. But then again, Penelope also had a tendency to make hasty decisions, as her mother always reminded her. You're not the only spontaneous one, Nolan Elliott, Penelope thought.
Penelope pulled out her small duffel bag from under the bed that she sometimes used for weekend trips to visit her family. She told herself she didn't need to pack everything, just enough for a few nights while she figured out if this was the right choice. Besides, she couldn't fit her whole life into this one bag, even if she tried. But as she stuffed the bag full of clothes and toiletries, she knew in her heart her mind was made up. She was going to get her perfect place, whatever it took. Episode 3. Rock, Paper, Scissors. Nola made sure that girl who was at the apartment was far enough out of sight before he opened his car door and got in. She was a stranger, but he still didn't want her judgment about the 98 Ford Escort he was driving, packed full with all of his life's possessions inside, including more than a few empty food bags and soda bottles. All the result of living full-time out of the car.
Not full-time forever, for the moment,
he reminded himself.
What was her name? Pam? Pammy? Penny?
Nolan couldn't remember. He shrugged and sighed, sinking into the front seat. Not that he had anywhere to go at the moment. 2 hours until band practice. But sitting in the car was better than spending money in a coffee shop. The one around the corner sold $8 muffins, and that was the cheapest item on the menu. Nolan closed his eyes.
I have time for a quick nap,
he thought. His Postmates runs last night had him out until 2 a.m., and he had to move the car at 6 a.m. for street sweeping, so he was exhausted. Just as he closed his eyes, ding! His phone received a notification for another delivery.
I can skip it,
Nolan thought to himself, still wanting his nap. But then he thought of the apartment. It was perfect. But mostly, it was cheap enough that if he picked up just a few more gigs, he'd be able to afford it. At least until he was able to get his music really going. Nolan yawned deeply and put his shirt back on. He accepted the request and headed to the restaurant across Brooklyn to pick up the order.
I can sleep when I'm dead,
he thought.
Or famous.
2 hours later, Nolan was still making deliveries, late for band practice, again.
Just one more,
he thought to himself.
I need to get that first month's rent covered. Gotta keep going.
His phone chimed. Expecting another delivery, Nolan started his ignition, stopping when he saw the text was from his bandmate Xander.
Hey man, if you're going to keep disrespecting us like this, we're going to have to part ways.
Nolan stared in shock and sighed deeply. It wasn't the first time he had parted ways from a group, but he didn't think this time would come so quickly. They were all musicians, too. Didn't they understand what it took to live in this city and pursue music? Nolan had many jobs, and they sometimes came at the cost of his artistic pursuits. Not because he wanted them to, because he had to survive. He started to write something angry back, and then thought better of it.
Priorities,
Nolan whispered to himself. Instead, he typed,
You're right. I'm so sorry. Thanks for everything. Going on my own for a while. I can do this,
Nolan thought to himself as he accepted his last delivery request for the night. Penelope hoisted the duffel bag back on her shoulder. With all the clothes inside, it kept slipping down. Almost there, she thought. My new life. After the way she had left things with Nolan, she couldn't imagine that he'd still be vying for the place. I'll bet he's already moved on to some other Brooklyn artist loft with 5 underfed models, Penelope thought to herself as she turned the corner onto the apartment's street. And that's when she saw him. Nolan, with a bag over his own shoulder, approaching her and the apartment from the opposite direction. Oh, hell no, Penelope said out loud. There's no way he's getting in before me, she added in her head. At that moment, Nolan seemed to clock Penelope on the street, too. They both stopped and sized each other up, and then both sprinted towards the stairs. They both reached the bottom at once, practically elbowing each other out of the way.
"I thought you left,"
said Penelope, surprised and annoyed.
"I thought you left,"
said Nolan right back.
"Well, I'm back, and I'm staying here tonight," said Penelope, starting to move to the stairs.
"For your information, I'm staying here, so maybe you should know when to give up."
Nolan used the size of his body to get in front of her. But Penelope ran track in high school. She was faster than him, and she knew it. They arrived at the top of the stoop at the same time, waiting to see which of them would unlock the door so the other could enter.
"How about a good old-fashioned game of rock, paper, scissors?"
said Penelope, readying her fist.
"How about you just open the door?"
said Nolan, looking tired.
"What happened to chivalry?"
Penelope said back, batting her eyelashes.
"It died with my dignity two streets over,"
Nolan said, rolling his eyes. And then finally,
"Okay, fine."
Penelope lowered her back to the ground and prepared for the battle of her life. Nolan and Penelope took their positions, arms outstretched, making a fist.
"All right. Ready?"
Penelope asked.
"One, two,
three!"
shouted Nolan, throwing a rock. He looked down to see Penelope's hand outstretched, making paper.
"No way,"
he said.
"Come on, best two out of three."
"Nolan, we had a deal,"
Penelope said, smiling.
"Fine,"
Nolan said, pouting, as he reached for the keys.
"I can't believe I got beat by paper."
He opened the door, and Penelope ran straight for the bedroom, claiming it with her bag.
"Yes!"
she exclaimed loudly. Then she heard Nolan exclaim from the doorway,
"Frickin' paper!"
followed by his footsteps running towards the bedroom.
"Not so fast,"
he said, looking at her and dropping his bag next to hers in the bedroom. Episode 4 Healthy Competition.
Excuse me,
Penelope said, picking up Nolan's bag and extending it out to him.
"I won this bedroom fair and square. You can take your personal items elsewhere."
"I wouldn't say you've won anything,"
Nolan said, refusing to take his bag from her.
"You won the unlock the door challenge, sure. But we didn't set out the terms of what that meant."
"What did you want? A contract?"
"Come on, don't be a sore loser," Penelope said, dropping the bag at his feet.
"It's not a good look."
"What if we take turns in the bedroom? Just until Flo decides who she wants to stay. We can do one day on, one day off. I'll take Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays to start,"
said Nolan.
"No way that'd work. What are we going to do? Put two beds in here? There's no way they'd fit, and I'm not sharing a bed with a stranger,"
said Penelope, crossing her arms across her chest.
"Okay, then. What about this?"
Nolan said, unzipping his bag and pulling out a roll of black gaff tape.
"We'll split the room in half."
Before Penelope could protest, he started pulling the tape from its roll and applying it to the floor in one swift motion. He rose from the floor and smiled at his handiwork.
"Not bad, right?"
"So let me get this straight," Penelope said, looking at the line. "One of us gets the closet, and one of us gets the bathroom?"
Nolan turned his gaze to the half of the room containing the toilet and shower, which happened to be the only bathroom in the entire apartment.
"Hmm,"
he said, reevaluating.
"I can see why that might be a problem."
"You think?"
said Penelope, rolling her eyes.
"Nolan, let's just..."
But Nolan was already pulling up the tape and reapplying it horizontally.
"Okay, now we each get half a closet and half a bathroom."
"Half a bathroom? How does that even work?"
Penelope asked, skeptical.
"Well, there's a shower,"
Nolan started to explain.
I regret asking, said Penelope. Okay, listen. Only one of us can have the bedroom.
And the apartment,
said Nolan. And the apartment, agreed Penelope. But it doesn't look like either of us are forfeiting, right?
Well, Flo's going to see how much I deserve it, so feel free to leave any time,
said Nolan with a smirk. As I was saying, Penelope said, ignoring Nolan's comment, we both seem committed to proving ourselves worthy of the apartment. So I guess we both have to make this work for now.
What do you have in mind?
Nolan asked, looking confused. A little healthy competition never hurt anyone, said Penelope, smiling calmly.
You should know, I excel at competition,
said Nolan, reaching into his bag and pulling out a plastic trophy.
I was best outfielder at PS 191 sophomore year.
Why do you even have that? Asked Penelope. You know what? Never mind. What I'm thinking is, we play for the bedroom.
Play what?
Nolan asked, uncertain. Penelope thought for a moment. Tic-tac-toe?
No way,
Nolan said, shaking his head.
Too many ways to cheat. How about Monopoly? I have the board in my bag somewhere.
What? No, Penelope said. That can go on forever.
So, back to rock, paper, scissors?
Nolan asked, shrugging. I beat you once, I can do it again, Penelope said, grinning.
Oh, I won't make the same mistake twice,
Nolan said, smiling back at her. Let's do this, said Penelope, extending her hand.
You're on,
said Nolan.
One, two, three,
yelled Penelope, throwing out a rock. Nolan, who was holding a pair of scissors, yelled,
Aw, come on!
Did you really think I'd go paper two rounds in a row? Penelope asked, shooing him out of what was now, definitively, her room.
I don't know. Some people like routine. And you seem like one of those people.
Nolan pouted.
You've got a whole vibe.
I'm not sure if that's supposed to be an insult, but either way, the bedroom is mine, Penelope said. But there's that loft space up there that looks perfect for you.
I don't like heights,
Nolan said, eyeing the space several feet above ground. Yeah, Penelope said. Neither do I. A moment of sympathy crossed her face, but then she shook it off. Sorry, but you'll have to make do. As Penelope started to close the door, Nolan protested once more.
Just let me use the bathroom before I go.
Penelope narrowed her eyes. Fine. Nolan crossed in front of her and shut the door to the bathroom. After a few moments, she heard the shower turn on. Penelope noticed Nolan hadn't taken any of his things into the bathroom with him, not even a towel. She knocked on the door. Nolan, how long are you going to be in there?
Oh, it's going to be a while,
came Nolan's voice over the running water.
Bathroom is neutral ground.
Are you even... Penelope started to respond as her suspicions rose. When did I get so distrustful? She thought to herself. And then, because Jake made me that way. New apartment, new me, she thought, shaking it off and listening to the water run. But she allowed herself to wonder, where's the water heater? A small smile crept across her face as she had an idea. Episode 5. Nightmare Roommate. Penelope could hear Nolan's yelp through the walls. Guess that's the right switch, Penelope thought after she located the valve to turn off the hot water under the sink. Good thing she used to tag along on her father's plumbing calls. Penelope walked slowly back towards the bedroom. Is everything okay? She yelled innocently through the bathroom door.
The water! It's freezing!
Nolan yelled back as he turned the shower off. Maybe you used up all the hot water,
Penelope said sweetly.
No way! I wasn't in here that long,
Nolan exclaimed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?